halacha that muteres l'shnayim. Halacha is she's muter to either one of the two. She could marry, and the other one she should receive a gift from.
Yeah. Baita. The Shammai Yerim Beshammai says, Lo yigarish odom es ishtoi. A person is not allowed to give his wife a get. El imke motza bo dvar erva. Unless the mamre saw his wife doing a dvar erva. She was acting like a pritza. Dafka, she saw him living with other men. We'll see in the Gemara. But she was acting like a pritza. So that's called a dvar erva. Then he has a right, and it's a mitzvah then, to give his wife a get. But if he doesn't find her doing the dvar erva, he's not supposed to give her a get, even though he doesn't like her. She never, the pasuk says, ki motza bo ervas dover. If you found by her an ervas dover, that's when you give her a get. That's Beis Shammai. Even if your wife burnt your supper last night, so you got angry at her, you have a right to give her a get for that. If you got angry at her, time she burnt the meat, she burnt your steak. She now, the pasuk says, ki motza bo ervas dover. Ki motza bo stam you find, mash many thing you find. So Rashi says, ervas dover, Rashi says, le beisil mashmulu oy erva, oy sha dover sirchen. Anything you find. That's what beisil learns. Ki motza bo ervas dover. Ki motza bo ervas is one thing, and then dover is another thing. Either you find something that you don't like about her, but that also you have a right to give her a get. But Abi, you found something wrong with her. She did something wrong to you. She at least burnt your supper last night. Rabbi Akiva Rai Makita says, no. Afilo motza cheres noemenu. Even though your wife served you a very good supper last night, she didn't do anything wrong. Just you found a prettier girl. You found somebody nicer than her. And you want to give your first wife a get. Rabbi Akiva says you have a right to do it. Shneimer the Pasuk says, v'hoyim loisim sechein beinov. As long as you don't find chen in the eyes of your wife anymore, any time you don't like your wife anymore, even though she didn't do anything wrong, something wrong with you, but still you have a right to give her a get. This is a three-way machlokes. When do you have a right to give your wife a get? And the Shammai says only if she did a dvar erva. The Shilu says if she did something wrong to you, you found something wrong with her. The Kibbutz says if any reason you want, even though you just found somebody better, you have a right to. The Torah says, Tanya, we learn like this. Omru Beisil le Beishamai. Beisil says to Beishamai. Valoi kva nema dover. It says ki motza be ervas dover. Dover is mashm anything. So not only like you say erva, mashm anything you found that she does wrong, you have a right to give her a get. Omru lehem Beishamai, she Beishamai answered back. Valoi kva nema ervas. But it says ervas. Ervas dover mashm. She did something in erva. She did a dvar erva. She did a pritzus. Then you have a right to give her a get. Omru lehem Beisilu. Im nema ervas, if the Torah would have just said ervas. Im ya ki yimtsu ba ervas. Fulay nema dover, they wouldn't have said the word dover. Ha'if yoyma mishum erva taitse. Mishum dover loy taitse. Then I would have thought to say mishum dover taitse means mishum erva taitse. Yeah, mishum dover loy taitse. Lekach nema dover. Therefore the Torah says the words dover. This is what Beisilu says. I would have just said the word erva, then you're right, Beis Shammai. I would have just said mishum erva to give your wife a get. But now that it says the word dover, lekach nema dover, even if anything you found wrong with her, you also will have to give her a get. Now, vilu nema dover, the Torah would have just said, ki motza bo dover, you found something wrong with her, v'loi nema erva, and didn't say the word ervas, ha'is yema, then I would have said like this, mishum dover tinos l'yacher. True, the husband has a right to give his wife a get, even though she only did something wrong to him. And Avad, if she did a Dvar Erva, Avad, you could give her a get. But then I would have thought to say, here the Pasuk says, when you give her a get, she's allowed to get married to somebody else. So I would have thought, when could she get married to somebody else if you only got rid of her because she did something wrong to you? But Mishum Erva, but if he got rid of her because she was a Prutza, she did a Dvar Erva, then I would have thought to say, let's not fully Acher. Then maybe she's not allowed to get married to anybody else. Nobody else is allowed to remarry her. But Kach Nema, the Rebbe says, no ervas. That even though she did a Dvar Erva, still, you are supposed to give her a get, but somebody else has the right to marry you. That's the way Beisilu learns. So both is true, you have a right to give your wife a get, even though you only found a dover. She did something wrong to you. And Erva is to teach us, even B'makim Erva, still she has the right to remarry. Ubei Shammai Fred Gemara, Hai Dover Mayabilei, The Shami says, no, you only have the right to give your wife a get if she did a Devar Evra. So why does the Pesach say Dover? Tomorrow says like this. It's for different limud. Nema kan Dover. Here it says Ervas Dover. The Nema lahalan Dover. It says by Mumnis. It says, Apishnaim Edom or Apishloishim Edom Yochim Dover. That's for Mumnis to be Moitzi Mumn. You have to have two or three Edom. So we learn out like this. Ma lahalan Bishnai Edom. Just like by money matters. We could only take away money if you have two Edom. Is as kan Bishnai Edom. Any halach in Devar Erva, Ishus, anything of Kedushin, of Gerishin, of Saita, when you want to ask the Ish, any halach of Erva, of Negev to Isha, Labaila, then the halach you definitely need to aid him. Even though Stamazai would have thought to say it's like Isurim, and the Klal is Eidechor is Nenmebi Isurim, then we have a Pasuk, no, Erva's Dov, we're going out of Hekesh, Dov, Dov, that by Erva you have to have to aid him. So tomorrow, Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, Mik Siv Erva Bidover, does it say Erva Bidover? Doesn't say Bidover, it says Erva's Dover. Mashm each one separately. Erva or else Dover. Trashi, the Mashma, the Motze, the Erva, the Edom, Ruim. Does Erva Bidover mean if you found the Erva with Edom? No, it says Erva's Dover, Mashma separately. Ube Shammai, Miksiv, Oi Erva, Oi Dover. But Shammai says, but you guys still also one. It doesn't say Oi in between. To say, it means like two things here, Erva and Dover. It says Erva's Dover. Well, Basilus, what Shem Basilus was, he said it means two different things. Lochik said Erva's Dover to Mashmachi, Mashmachi. Like Basilus says, no, it doesn't say Erva's U Dover, because he also is Maida. We need the Xerishava Dover, Dover to say you need two Aden. But who did it doesn't say Erva Bidover, it says Erva's Dover to teach us. It also means Deeper, just for, you got angry at your wife, she did something wrong for you, you're allowed to give her a get. So kids, so that's Beis Hillel Shita, Erva's Dovram, you have a right to give your wife a get, either because she did a Devar Erva, or else because she did something wrong to you. She burnt your supper last night, you have a right to give her a get. Rabbi Akiva Leiman, no, Digichidish, Afilo Motzach Eris, even though she didn't do anything wrong to you, just you found somebody better, you also have a right to give your wife a get. So Mara says, but my Kemiflagi, what's the machlokes over here? What's the argument in? So Mara says, "Bid the Resh Lakish." The Yomer Resh Lakish ki. When the pasuk says ki, like here it says ki motzav ve'ervas davar ki is mishamish v'dalul l'shemish. The word ki can have, sometimes it has four different meanings to it. E dilma eladoh. So it can have four different mashmoyes. This one word. So it's like this. Beishamai savri. If you're not going to like your wife, why? It says, so, toho motso be'ervas dover. According to Beisham, he has the word ki is do. It's like do. It's like this. In other words, the person says, if you're not going to like your wife, why? Ki motso, because you found in her a dvar erva, that's when you have a right to give her a get. That's the way Beisham dashes. Rabbi Kiva Sava, ki motzo be'ervas dover. It means to say, inami bo motzo dover. He goes, ki doesn't mean like because. It can mean e. It means inami. If you found the dvar erva, you also have a right to give your wife a get. Now the person says, v'ho yimoy sin tzachem beinav. Period. You have a right to give your wife a get because you don't like her anymore. And then it says, inami like, also, if you found the dvar erva, then you're mechuyv to give her a get. That's what Rabbi Kiva learns. The key here, ki motzo be'ervas dover, means inami. One reason is because you don't like her. And that's up to you. If yes, yes, not, not. But an inami, another thing, if she has a Devar Erva, then there's a mitzvah to give her a get. Omele Rapapa L'Rova, as Rapapa said to Rova, Loi Motzavo, Loi Erva, Loi Dova Mahu. What's going to be the luck if you don't find anything wrong with her? You don't find the Erva if you don't find a Dova. Rashi says, L'Beitzilu V'Girsha. According to Beitzilu, what's going to be? Now, if a husband comes home one day, and he decides he doesn't like his wife. Like according to Rabbi Kiva, he found somebody that looks nicer. But his wife didn't do anything wrong to him. So according to Beis Hillel, what's the halacha? Does he have a right to give his wife a get or not? Beis Hillel was the one that said, if she does something wrong to you, then you have a right to give her a get. What about if she didn't do anything wrong? Just you want to give her a get, you have a right to or not? That's the shaila here now. He's loy motzebo, loy erev, loy dova mao. So Omalei said back, Midigola Rachmona Gabi Einis. Since the Torah says by the Pasha of an Einis, if a man is manas a Nara, Besula, he takes a Nara, he takes a girl, and he lives with her,
an arrow. The other Torah says, lo yuchol l'shalcho kol yomav, that once you're the mitzvah then to marry her, and once you marry her, the other Torah says, alav, you're never allowed to give her a get. And it says, kol yidashin kol yomav ba'amoy ve'echsekoi, if you ever do give her a get, you're supposed to remarry her right away. The kitzah, the other Torah says, you are not allowed to give your wife a get. Yeah. So, hosa mudigol rachmona. Mashm, only over there there's a special mitzvah when you ma'anis the girl. Then there's a mitzvah, voloi siel isha, that you're supposed to marry her. There the Torah says you're not allowed to give her a get. Abel hochob, in any other case, any regular marriage, my the oven of it. The mind says the person gave his wife a get, she's good, there is a good get. Could be, the chetchil, maybe you shouldn't do it. But the mind says the person did do it though, havada the loch riz, if he gave his wife a get, havada the get is a good get. There's no mitzvah to remarry, you take it back again. Oh, Malegra Meshashi L'Rovo, Im Libor L'Garsha. What's going to be if the husband made up his mind he wants to give his wife a gift? He had it with her already. But he didn't tell her yet. As far as she knows, he still likes her. V'yor Shevas Tatsav, she's still living with him. Or Misham Shosai, and she still works for him. Mal, what's about a case like that? Is the man doing right or wrong? Is he allowed to do this or not? Someone says, correlates, says about this husband, Al-Tacharosh al-Reacho, Ro, don't think to do bad things to your friend. V'yayshev lovetachitoch, and he's sitting to be like, he holds with good friends. Like, you're not allowed to do this. Kitzu, he tells the husband not to live with his wife now, not the rabbi. You have to speak up and tell your wife that you want to give her a get, but you're not supposed to be this way. Tanya will learn like this. Tanya Remei Reimel. Kishem Shahadeyas. But Michael, the same way different people have different deyas. By eating is Kach Deyas Benoshim. The same way different men have different deyas about their wives. So Rashi like this, Shadeyas by Michael Rashi says, Deyas Neyodam Chalukas Piestanisus. People feel different about foods. Shah Michael or Mishta. Yeshu Isti, some people are Mufunokim, what are called very delicate. Vikates by Michael Machmas Mias Muit. If anything mias, a little fly, would go on top of the food, they would throw it away. The yeshu are some people that's not so delicate. Shaini isnis kokach. The yeshu isnis klal. Some people not delicate at all. So you know, kach des neodim chlukas v'pritzus. The same thing, some men depends how much they could take from their wife. If the wife v'pritzus, how much they could take from the wife. Yesh makpid al pritzus muit. Some people are makpid even a small amount of pritzus. And some people are not makpid even about a lot. So why is the murmuring like this? That Kishem Shadeus for Michael, saying that people have different ways about eating, Kardeus Menoshim. Yesh Lechodom, there is a man, Shezvuv Neuchel Lotoy Koisoy, that if a fly falls into his kois.
Alright, turn over.
That if a fly falls into his kois, Vizorka, and you throw away the fly, Vienna Shaseyus, till he will not eat the food. Vizuhi Midas Popis Ben Yuda. Like he's a very big isthmus, very marked, is very delicate. The fly just touched his food, he would throw away the food. So the same way people are with their wife, they're very marked, but the wife should not talk to any men at all. When he left the house, he would lock the door on the outside, that his wife cannot go out and talk to anybody. He's very marked, but his wife should not talk to any other men. If his wife would talk to other men, he wouldn't take her anymore. Yeah, v'yaitzik. There is some people though, if a fly falls into your kais, they throw it away, but say, then you would drink it. That's a normal person. That you let your wife talk with a brother, with a kravim, kitzavi is not a strange man, it's not stam priestess. She's talking to kravim, to relatives, you let your wife talk to them. But v'yeshtachodim is a man, that a fly would fall into his food, Moitzisai, he'll chew it up or grind it up. Yechla, eat it there. It doesn't bother him. Zui midas odom ra, that's the midas of a bad man. Shiroyas ishto, he sees his wife. Yoitza, going out on the street, Vereisha Prua, her hair is uncovered. Or the Tovi Beshuk, and she's down weaving in the middle of the streets. Or Pruma Mishnei.